When I demand too much for myself, there's only frustration that can ensue, and then it produces fear. And these fears are the termites that devour all my entire life. So I'm demanding way too much from everybody and everything, and when the biggest demand I owe, and for every action, there's a reaction. So the reality of my demand for me is now I'll start demanding from you, whoever you are. It'll also work the reverse. Demand too much from me, you must demand too much from yourself. There's no way out of it. For every action, there's a reaction. So I remember, it's a two-way universe. It's a two-way cycle. It's got to be. So when I'm demanding too much from you, then I'm frustrated because you're not doing what I want you to do. And then in turn, I demand too much from me and I don't measure up anymore. When I demand too much from myself, I'm frustrated and I start to feel like I'm going nowhere. So I got to pull everybody around from me because I got to demand too much from them. So they're frustrated and they aren't going anywhere. And it perpetuates itself back and forth and back. Then they say, you're being too demanding on me. And then I say, well, you're not doing this. You didn't do that. And I justify. Now I get into self-justification. Once I start that spin out, a whole world of hurt starting to come, because once I get into self-justification, now I think that I need to be punished. I need to lose everything. I haven't hit my bottom. Then all of a sudden I start measuring. I need to go down further. I don't really think I'm there. You don't even want to go measuring that stuff.